Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, this is Sean Castrina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm excited because you're really going to get some value today. I have an author. He's the author of Disruptive Successor. I have Jonathan Goldhill with me. Jonathan, it's great to have you on the podcast.
Hey, Sean, thanks for having me on the show today.
I love the title, Disruptive Successor, but I love the tagline, A Guide to Driving Growth in Your Family Business. Obviously, that's a unique value proposition because you're saying family businesses. So we're going to get into that. And I love that. But give me your entrepreneurial journey that, you know, kind of equipped you to write this book.
Yeah, well, so first it started with probably my family business, which I never got to be a part of, but it was a multi-generational business. It was the largest private label men's suit manufacturer in the United States. And my father, who was not by birth into the family, but a son-in-law, joined the business. Unfortunately, he passed at a very young age. And so the business really didn't have successors to pass it on to beyond the third generation. And so I went off to California in search of my own freedom of another sort. And a handful of years later, found myself back in business school because I had a failed entrepreneurial business that was in the art and clothing world. I'd been in a number of different entrepreneurial businesses, mostly as a number two guy, as like I call it, like the COO or the CEO whisperer. But coming out of business school with an entrepreneur degree and an MBA and an emphasis in consulting, my journey was really that of a lot of other entrepreneurs whose businesses I helped guide towards seven figures, eight figures, and that's been mostly my journey. It's mostly been as a coach, a consultant, a trainer, an educator, and as a small business lender.
Yeah. So this book, The Disruptive Successor, tell us what you're trying to achieve in this book, and give us a few nuggets that, you know, my audience, because the family businesses absolutely are different.
Now, yeah.
Either sometimes there's an assumed succession plan, but it's not clearly written out.
Number Correct.
Two is there's an assumed succession plan to someone who has no ability to run the company.
They Correct.
Don't have the talent. Or number two is there's an assumed succession plan to someone who doesn't want to run the company.
Well, that's a problem for me.
Yeah. So people have all these assumptions, you know, when dad goes, you know, so's taking it over. They either don't want it. They don't have the skill set to do it. And they're, you know, these are challenging things. I mean, I've looked at that in my own company. I mean, I have a very successful company. I mean, no one in my family would take it over.
Right.
I had to create a partnership plan to where if that happens, it would go, you know, it would go to my partners and we do a buy sell agreement, something of that nature, because it's my family would not take it over.
Well, so Sean, that's what I've written the book for. It's, you know, develop a plan by design, not by default. I really wrote the book for the next generation leader, typically a G2 leader in a business. And family businesses are unique because one of their exit options is to hand it off to the next generation. And the question is oftentimes is how is that done? I don't get into a lot of depth in that in the book. But my question really in the book is, how does the next generation leader build the business and 2 or 10x it, or how does he scale it up? Because once you've got more families in the business, more families to feed, the business has to grow. Just like if you are going to buy a company, right? You don't want to buy a company and keep it at the same state it's in. You've just bought yourself a job. You want to build it, buy it with some plan to build it. Maybe build it to sell. And so this book is really like a framework for first for scaling the business, but also for first assessing, are you a next generation leader who is hungry, who is, you know, humble and can, you know, read a book like this and take some lessons away and execute or implement them in your business? Because not everyone's got that next you know, not everyone's got that entrepreneurial like itch.
And there is an it factor as well to leading a company, to scaling it. And you're right. You take it over, and then you start looking at all the mouths that are being fed. That's the shocking number.
Yep.
Sometimes you don't quite even realize. I never forget. I was involved in a board meeting a few years ago, and I just asked somebody to bring me the P&L statement. Mm-hmm. You'd have thought I was asking for, you know, what, you know, the Holy Grail. And I started looking at how much money the CEO had borrowed from the company, how many people he had in the family on payroll for the most minor things. I mean, I left that meeting like 2 hours later, like, look, like, mm-hmm. are you kidding me? Like, this is icky.
I know numbers.
Yeah, this is icky. You know, this is going to be a tough one to take over.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, that's why I put this assessment together. It's a family business assessment, and it's available for download at my website, disruptivesuccessor.com. Because first, we want to assess, are you in a place where you can take over the family business? Do you have the skills? What skills do you need to learn? And of course, I talk about P&L and balance sheets and cash flow. And then I talk about like return on investment, because if you're going to buy the business from your family, and you're going to maybe raise the money, you have to have some idea about what kind of return on investment you're going to get. And most entrepreneurs don't even think in terms of that. They just think in terms of the P&L. So I think it's really important to assess, do you have that it factor? And then the predecessor, typically it's a father for many of my clients, is they have to ask themselves, does my son or daughter have what it takes to take over this business? And there's a lot of fear involved there. So I'm sort of speaking to both parties in that book and giving them both, like, here's a playbook for your son or daughter to follow. And if you feel that he or she is able to upgrade the value of the business, then and has leadership skills, then, you know, sign off on them taking it over. Don't wait for it to happen by death or by
some other training accident. Wheels for a few years is never a bad idea. And sometimes, and I think you'll agree with this, is that, okay, you would love to have your son or daughter take over, and maybe they would be ideal. But you need to put, maybe there's a longtime leader that's been your right-hand person, and there needs to be like maybe even a 10-year transition, and that person may be making more money than your son or daughter. You know?
Yeah. And more than you equity. Too. Right.
Yeah, like they don't have an equity position, so they don't own the company, but they get paid the king's ransom. Because you know, if you had to bet your life on your business being around 5 years from now, who would you have running it? Bet your life on it. You had to bet your life on it.
Yep.
And that changes everything.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we asked the question like, you know, would you enthusiastically rehire all of the people that are in the company right now? And if the answer is no to certain people, then what are you doing to either coach them out, coach them up, or just replace them altogether? Because there are people that just don't make the transition from one leader to the next. Because the new leader today, they're going to be putting software systems in place. They might be putting more accountability. It's in checks and measures. And, you know, I mean, I have clients who put GPS on all their trucks and equipment. So, you know, whether it's sitting at home or if it's being utilized.
I have that. I try not to. We don't really look at it often, but it is kind of funny. Great funny story, because I remember when I was getting ready to fire somebody. And he's like, no, I said, well, where were you this morning? And he's just dumb enough not to do that. So it is a great story. And he goes this elaborate thing. And then we take out the GPS, and they go, actually, you were parked around the client's corner and your vehicle didn't move. So we're assuming you were sleeping. And you ought to seen the face just drop. it was hysterical. Once we did that, I've been addicted to the GPS ever since.
Yeah. Well, you know, like new leaders put new processes into place. And old people who, you know, might have been a family favorite with the father aren't so family favorites with the son. So,
yeah, no, I love it. So what's your, give my audience the one or two commandments of passing a business over to, you know, the next generation. If you could just give them a few, hey, these are the two.
Yeah. Well, I think one that everyone will relate to today is, you know, what's your purpose? Like, why are you in business? Why are you doing this? Because the chances are the purpose that your father, parent, founder had is going to be very different than your purpose. And if you want a 2 to 10X, you know, you really want to scale your business up, you have to have a new purpose. It has to reignite the people in the company. And I think that purpose propels a lot. It's like having a calling and people are driven, and you'll attract and you'll repel, attract the right people, repel the wrong people. So I think purpose is one of them. The second one is, I think, planning. And these are the first two P's of my 7 P's framework, Sean. But I think planning is so important. People don't spend, entrepreneurs, small business owners who oftentimes end up being business owners sort of by default, not entrepreneurs by design. They need to strategically think through the business, what makes it different. And they need to do some execution planning around things like their priorities, things like the measures, metrics that they're going to be measuring people by. And so I think having a plan that's understood, like a vision that's understood by all, and where there's alignment, are really powerful, and especially powerful when it's aligned with a core purpose. So those would be my first two commandments.
Oh, I love those. And again, you can get a free analysis, disruptive successor. I mean, this is good stuff, and that'll be in the show notes. No, I wrote that. I'm always looking for podcasts because I teach one lesson a week, and I'm always looking for great titles. And you gave me one: Entrepreneur by Design, Not Default. That will be repurposed.
Yes.
I just wrote that down on my thing. I'm writing out a lesson on that because that was so good.
Well, I might have stolen that from Michael Gerber, who wrote The Evening.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Nothing's original. That's what I learned. Let me just put it this way. Very little is original. Unless I have a direct quote that I can Google, I'm going to take partial credit. But no, that's so good. I have Jonathan Goldhill with me here. He's the author of Disruptive Successor. Tell them how they can get that free analysis that, you know, that you guys offer and how they can get the book.
So if you go to disruptivesuccessor.com, you can get a family business assessment. You can also download a free chapter of the book, grab some of the growth tools that I have on that website. You also, if you want, could schedule a fit call with me to get some further insight into what might be keeping you from being stuck, or if your business is growing out of control, how to put some controls in place. So all that's at disruptivesuccessor.com.
Great. Again, I have Jonathan Goldhill with me, the author of Disruptive Successor. I purchased the book because I purchased the book of anyone who's on my show. Again, thank you so much for listening. It's a 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, top 50, more than top 50 in over 50 countries in entrepreneurship. Thank you so much for listening. It's brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. You need more leads, need more traffic, need more sales. Get a free analysis. Go to GetStartedMarketing.com.